Good evening, folks. It's Dave here from the iReady podcast, giving you my post-match reaction to the Scottish Cup quarter-final match, which has just ended at Easter Road in Edinburgh, where Rangers have put Hibs to the sword with a 2-0 victory. A lot of talking points in this game, guys, which I will get into shortly. But the team that Philip Clement put out, now we've got a lot of injuries, we know that. And we know that Clement likes to make a few changes every game, but he stuck with the same starting 11, which played Benfica in that fantastic result a couple of nights ago in Lisbon. So the team was Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter and Ridvan, Lundstrom, Diomande, Lawrence, Sterling, Silva and Dessers on the bench, McCrory, Matondo, Roof, Davies, Balogun, Barisic, Raskin, McCausland and McKinnon. So like I said, that match on Thursday, guys, took a hell of a lot out of our players. We know the effort that was put in with that fantastic 2-2 draw, and we wondered what type of Rangers performance we would get tonight, but it was excellent. I've got to say, it wasn't gung-ho play from the players. It was controlled by most of it, and we soaked up quite a lot of pressure in the start of the second half, but I'll get into that shortly. Now, Rangers did start off very brightly right in the first couple of minutes, forcing two corners. Unfortunately, they came to nothing. And then in the 8th minute, Goldson in defence, he, with one of his trademark long diagonal balls up into the box, he sees Silva has made a run, but unfortunately is just out of reach by about an inch, or I'm sure that was going to be the opening goal for Rangers. Really unlucky there. 13th minute, good play down the left by Ridvan. He puts in a good cross to the near post, and Dessers, he gets on the end of it, but he can't get the ball on target. He goes for the volley, but it's past the post. Really unlucky there. Then just a minute after that, Silva on the left, he runs at the defence, puts in a great ball across the face of the goal, but no takers. That was a fantastic piece of play there by Silva. And then 16th minute, a let off, and you know, the man who's usually sure-footed for us in goals, Jack Butland, I don't know what was going on there, but there was a back pass to Butland. He didn't get it under control, very close to his goal line. It gets tangled up in his feet. The Hibs player runs and slides in, and both he and the Hibs player go for the ball because he can't get it under control. Thankfully, Butland manages at the last second to put the ball past his post and out for a corner, which thankfully comes to nothing. So it's not often that we say things like that about Jack Butland, but thankfully he was able to deal with it in the end. 20th minute, Dessers with a great chance. He actually wins the ball on the left wing. Good strong play by him. Hibs defender, he catches him in possession, takes the ball into the box. He goes, it looks as if he's going to shoot, but he turns back and shoots, but straight at Marshall and out for the corner. And I thought if he'd maybe have taken it just a second before he tried to beat his man. He does that a lot, Dessers. He tries to beat his man far too much instead of just going for the instinctive shot. And Marshall managed to get that out for the corner. But we only had to wait a minute later for the first piece of action at the goal mouth, and it was the three words that we all love to hear: penalty to Rangers. And it was Dujon Sterling. He receives the ball from James Tavernier. Sterling was excellent all night with the overlapping runs, but he actually went inside Tav into the box. Tav saw him, laid him off into the box, and the Hibs player just runs right in, right through him, clumsy as anything, as clear cut a penalty as you will see all day long. And then on the 22nd minute, Tav steps up, shoots, Marshall saves the ball, it rebounds to John Lundstrom, who was in the right place at the right time, and he bundles the ball into the back of the net to give Rangers a 1-0 lead. Excellent stuff. 26th minute, Tav receives the ball on the right wing, on to Sterling again on the overlap, just like what I said a minute ago, into the box. He controls at in the half volley, hits a great shot, a great save by Marshall, and away. Really unlucky there, but only 6 minutes after that, and a setback for that man that I've been talking about, Sterling, who was having a great game. He's running back to try and defend. Now, I don't know what happened. It didn't look as if he was caught in any type of entanglement with any other players, but he holds up, holding his calf. Visions of Cortez the other night there when he went off, and unfortunately he did have to go off at that stage on the 33rd minute. So the sub was made. Ross McCausland came on to replace Sterling. So we really hope that Sterling is just precautionary, or it's just a minor tweak, because he has been magnificent for us over the last few games. So that would be a huge, huge blow if he's going to be out for any length of time. So fingers crossed it's not anything serious. But then there was a lengthy stoppage of play of about 9 minutes. Martin Boyle and John Souter went in for a ball and there was a head collision. Martin Boyle was down motionless for a long, long period of time, and the stretcher had to come on. Eventually he got taken off. So like I said, 9 minutes of additional play to be added. And then in the 5th minute of additional play, Dio Mandy with a long range shot which dipped at the last minute and just inches over the bar. And then a minute after that, Silva, he makes space in the box, gets to the byline, cuts the ball back, but Hibs managed to clear it. That was a really dangerous ball there by Silva, really unlucky there. And then just before half time, Dio Mandy with a curled cross into the box. Dessers leaves it, he's right in front of goal. I don't know if Dessers thought he was maybe offside. I'm not sure. It must have been what he was thinking. But the ball basically curled and just must have skiffed the post and went out. Now, it went right past Dessers, and as I say, he just left it because he maybe thought it was going to go end up in the back of the net. Turns out he wasn't offside at all. If he'd have taken a touch of the ball, he would have had an open goal just to put the ball into. So really, really shocked and surprised there, because the man is offside a lot, and, you know, he maybe thought that he was. It must have been, like I said, but really unlucky there. We really should have doubled our lead before half-time. That was a gilt-edged chance. So that goes into half time. We're winning 1-0 and we're controlling the game 100%. Hibs very, very little attacking wise at this stage, but the first sort of 10-15 minutes, Hibs really were putting pressure on us. They had a couple of corners, one in from the right where Lundstrom, he heads the ball off the line from a header and then straight out for a corner, and from that Hibs get the shot and Butland manages to save out for another corner, but thankfully that one comes to nothing. But 52nd minute, there was a yellow card for Hibs, and it was the first one for Obita. He completely takes out Lawrence as he's on the break, just goes in, clips his heels as he skips past him. Clear yellow card all day. I'm mentioning that because of what happens later on. 54th minute, it's kind of end-to-end stuff. Hibs pressing the ball. The ball gets cleared up to Silva. He fires it out to the left wing to Dessers, and he puts it back over to Silva, who feeds McCausland on the overlap. He puts a low cross right into the mixer, and it is cleared out for the corner. Great breaking counter-attacking play by Rangers there. 55th minute, Tav, he receives the ball outside the box and then he lets fly with a low shot which is saved by Marshall out for the corner, but unfortunately it doesn't come to anything. 59th minute, Hibs with a free kick outside the box, they had to curl past the wall, and a great save by Butland, one of the few sort of shots and goal that Hibs had, and a great save by Jack Butland in a way to safety. But then a big blow for Rangers, because he was just on the field replacing Dujon Sterling and Ross McCausland. He has to come off, he's hobbling, he has to come off, and he is replaced in the 64th minute by Rabi Matondo, who's just returning from injury. So the injuries mounting up, guys, they really are. And I feel for McCausland, because he was just coming back from injury before. So again, just like Sterling, we really hope that is nothing serious and it was just a precaution that he was coming on there. A minute after that, another sub for Rangers, Dessers off and Roof on. And then within 30 seconds of Roof coming on, he's booked. No idea. He goes in for a challenge. It doesn't look like there's any contact whatsoever to me. And I looked it back twice. If there is, it was very minimum. But the referee's straight out with the yellow card. Really baffling, that one. But then on the 68th minute, 2 minutes later, controversy. Hibs go down to 10 men as Obika gets his second yellow card. Now, there's an off-the-ball incident with Matondo. Matondo lays the ball off, goes for a run. Obita puts his hand up, grabs him, Matondo goes down, and the referee spots it, gives the second yellow card to Obita, and Hibs down to 10 men. So Rangers really in the driving seat now. And then on the 72nd minute, an absolutely shocking two-footed challenge on John Lundstrom by one of the Hibs players. The referee rightly straight with the red card right out. He goes to VAR for the review. I don't know why. It was as clear as day, as you know, as far as I saw it. So Hibs now down to 9 men, and you know, Rangers really trying to break that to get the second goal after that. Rangers really piling the pressure on. 79th minute, Rangers on the right with Matondo. The cross which falls to Dio Mandy, he shoots, he can't get it on target. 80th minute, substitution, Raskin and Cole McKinnon on, Dio Mandy and Lawrence off. And then on the 84th minute, Rangers get the second goal to kill off the game and send us through to the semi-finals. Lundstrom with the ball outside the box to Silva on the edge. Silva takes it into the box, checks back onto his right foot and fires it low under David Marshall. Fantastic goal there from Silva. Composure, an excellent strike all round, and that made it 2-0 to Rangers. 89th minute, the ball into the box, and Raskin of all people with the header, but saved by Marshall, unlucky there. And then in the 93rd minute, a free kick to Rangers on the edge of the box after Tav was brought down. He was just about to let fly, but unfortunately it hits the wall. It comes back to Tavernier, he strikes it, it hits Silva and it rolls right in front of goal to Cole McKinnon, who dinks it into the goal, but the offside flag was up, so really unlucky for the young man there. But that was how the game ended up, Rangers winning by 2-0, and on to Hampden for a semi-finals where they will either play Celtic, Aberdeen, or the winner between Morton and Hearts, which finishes tomorrow. So after that incredible result on Thursday night, we thought it was going to be a really difficult challenge for Rangers at Easter Road, but by the whole, we controlled the match and we definitely deserved the victory. I've got to say though, a special mention to, you know, anyone listening to the game which was being shown on Via Play today, who has the rights for the Scottish Cup, anyone who had to endure the commentary of Michael Stewart tonight. The man was absolutely embarrassing, made a complete fool of himself. Every single Rangers decision that they got from the referee, Michael Stewart criticised it. He was absolutely fuming any major decisions, including the red card. He even said that the penalty to Rangers was never a penalty. He actually got, you know, the two-footed challenge that was put in, which the Hibs player got the second red card for. He was absolutely furious about that. And it was even explained to him by his co-commentator, Rory Hamilton, about endangering another player, and he just wouldn't listen to him whatsoever. The man is a complete and utter joke, especially when we've got to listen to him commentating the Rangers game. He's as biased as you could possibly be, and I don't know why he's on the airwaves at all. I hear a lot of people saying things about Chris Sutton, and I've said before about Chris Sutton, Chris Sutton's a wind-up merchant. Him, he does what Chris Boyd does to the Celtic fans. They're there just to try and, you know, put the stick in a wee bit and stir the pot, but Michael Stewart takes it to a whole new level. He will not back down on anything negative that he would say about our team. He even had to put a wee bit in there about Jack Butland after he made that mistake, supposedly being, you know, looked at for the England squad, and then he had to backtrack on that again. It was absolutely disgraceful. I hate having to speak about that after a great win by Rangers, but really, this is the dross that we've got to listen to, especially when we're paying subscription fees to watch Via Play and other platforms like that. So they really need to get a grip there. We all know how bad he is, but tonight was possibly the worst that I've ever listened to in all the years that I've been listening and watching football. Quite incredible. But enough on that, man. He's not going to ruin what was a fantastic result for Rangers this evening. Thoroughly deserved, like I said, going to a very difficult place in Easter Road after that fantastic result on Thursday. It really was an excellent result. So well done to the players. Well done to all the supporters that travelled through tonight. You could hear them as clear as day on the TV. They're supporting the team fantastically well, and I'm absolutely delighted with that tonight. So I'll leave it at that, guys. Derek and I will be back soon. Big game on Thursday at home against Benfica. all the bears that are going to that, I'm hoping myself as well, if I manage to get lucky enough to get a ticket, we'll be able to go full voice. Let's get Rangers through to the next round in the Europa League. And then after that, another hard game next Sunday in the league away against Dundee. So two victories in the next two games would be absolutely sensational. Fingers crossed that happens, guys. Anyway, you take care and we will speak soon. Bye-bye.